Well, thank you very much for coming in. Before you decide whether or not to engage my services, it's best to cover a bit of ground first. This area of law can be a bit tricky, and I need to have a thorough knowledge of what actually happened. So when did the accident happen and how?
是三个礼拜以前了吧。有一个客人去那个这个饭店后面的厕所，当时呢男厕所洗手盆水池它漏水，所以地就是湿的，但是我们放了一个标识，上面写着这个地很湿，可是这个客人呢还是摔倒了，当时他醉了，我放了这个标识他还能告我吗？
Well, he can always sue you, but whether or not he'll be successful is another matter. A sign by itself does not relieve you of the duty of care. And in the case of public places and amenities, the safety standards are quite strict. If the wash basin faucet had been leaking for some time, then that's a problem for you.
我不这么认为。他当时那个样子该怎么算呢？他要是醉了的话，就不能说是我的错了。一个清醒的人是不会摔倒的吧？
Well, you'd have to prove that he was drunk to start with, and it would probably end up being your word against his, unless it was clear to others that this was the case. And even then, it would be virtually impossible to show that it was his condition and not the condition of the floor that actually led to the accident.
所以就算是他的错，他也能告我？
Let's leave that aside for the moment. All he has to do is show that you were negligent. You have public liability insurance, don't you?
当然啊。不过我不确定这个保险是不是承保了所有的这些内容，比如像打官司啊。我已经有一段时间没有续保了。我真是没想到会出现这种事儿。
We'll have to go into that. Could you please provide me with a copy of the policy?Generally speaking, though, most policies are big enough to cover just about everything but the most serious cases. And also, you should consider reaching an out-of-court settlement to avoid extra legal fees.
要是他要的太多就不行，要是我付不起也不行。
Well, if you decide to engage my services, I'll naturally communicate with his solicitor and see what can be done.I should tell you that over 90% of public liability claims in Australia are settled by negotiation. It's very common practice.
真到那个时候我再考虑考虑吧。不过我还是想请您和对方谈一谈。我会尽快给您一份保险条款的附件。